This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the lesser-heard side of rock, a world consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of vinyl history and commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. This week's Vinyl Garage is going to be done by the numbers, and they are three sets of material, 20 minutes each, for a total of 60 minutes. It's season 5, show number 26. It features bands with numbers in their names, bands with only numbers as their names, songs about numbers, songs with numbers in the lyrics, and some, in true garage fashion, you'll have to just use your imagination. Starting with a band that's a number, 707. A Detroit area band best known for their top 100 single, I Could Be Good For You, in 1977. Then a song that's a number, 8675309, by San Francisco area band Tommy Two Tone. The popularity of the tune, peaking at number 4 in the charts, caused many who legitimately had that number to change it.
you to know I may not return. If you care to go, I'd take you anywhere.
traveling on that line. She said, move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. She said, she's traveling on a one after 909. Well, I begged her not to go, and I begged her on my bended knee. I said, you're only fooling around. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. She said she's traveling on a one after 909. Pick up my bag, run to the station. Real man says, you got the wrong location, yeah. Pick up my bag.
posing the musical questions of number 67 and 68 was Chicago. And I'm not talking about that wimpy love song crap of their later albums. This was back when they were a rock band that happened to have a horn section. It was from the Chicago Transit Authority album from 1969. Ironically, for this show's theme, only one of two LPs of their 23 that wasn't named as a number. One After 909 was one of the first John Lennon compositions, with a minor credit to Paul, written around 1960. It was recorded in 1963, but never released. A re-recorded version found its way to vinyl on the Let It Be project in 1970, but the 1963 version, which we heard, had to wait until 1995 for the Anthology 1 release. Previous to the James Gang's Funk 49 was obviously Funk 48. There's no mention of any previous 47, however, found on the first LP, Your Album, from 1969. Jenny wasn't the only telephone number committed to vinyl. Etta James's 8423089, Call My Name, from 1966, on the Call My Name LP. If you have no Etta in your collection, you should be ashamed. Pick up your phone and dial 634-5789, and that's Soulsville, USA. An Eddie Floyd, Steve Cropper composition performed for the Garage by the Blues Brothers from the Blues Brothers 2000 film. And 6060842, a song that fulfills the theme from a band that also has relevancy here, the B-52s, from their debut LP from 1979.
If you need a little your telephone went down now.
6-3-4-5-7-8-9.
That's my number.
6-3-4-5-7-8-9.
And if you need a little hugging, call on me. Lord have mercy. And if you want some kissing, call on me, baby. All you got to do now. No more lonely nights will you be alone. All you got to do is pick up your telephone and dial, baby.
6-3-4-5-7-8-9.
That's my 6-3-4-5-7-8-9. Number. A little bit late now. I hope that you'll understand. Oh, yeah.
You better believe you can. No more lonely nights will you be alone. All you got to do is call me on the telephone and dial
6-3-4-5-7-8-9.
That's my number, baby.
6-3-4-5-7-8-9. 6-3-4-5-7-8-9.
That's our number. To make a change,
6-3-4-5-7-8-9.
Then call his love exchange.
6-3-4-5-7-8-9.
6-0-6-0-8-4-2.
Tina went to the ladies' room, saw written on the wall, if you'd like a very nice time, just give this number a call.
There's numbers everywhere, even in your music. You're listening to The Vinyl Garage.
I fell in love and drove it away.
There were two distinct songwriting factions inside the British band 10cc, a pop duo and an artsy pair. When the art side left to pursue other projects, the poppy single-driven side was left to carry on the name. The first LP post-split was Deceptive Bends, although the remaining half of the band was jokingly referred to as 5cc, it scored their biggest hit, The Things We Do for Love. But the second single, taken from the LP, was the lead-off track, Good Morning Judge, which we heard. Yes, it crawled from the South, in this case Athens, Georgia. The band, now known as R.E.M., released Pop Song 89, as the leadoff track on their Green LP from, not coincidentally, 1989. It just barely made it into the top 100. The last Monkees album to include all four original members was 1968's The Birds, The Bees, and The Monkees. The LP included such big hits as Daydream Believer and Valerie, and the song included here, P.O. Box 9847.
Do away with people
blowing my mind.
Do away with people
wasting my precious time.
Take me to a simple place where I can easily see my face.
Baby, baby, I see that you are kind.
Hey!
Yeah! 1, 2, 3.
Do the math. Jefferson Airplane's 3/5 of a mile in 10 seconds works out to be approximately 216 miles per hour. From one of the greatest LPs of all time, 1967's Surrealistic Pillow. The 13-floor elevators Try to Hide can be found on their first self-titled offering from 1966. It sounds very similar to their best-known cut, You're Gonna Miss Me, which was on the same record. Another exercise in math, and this time addition was 7 and 7 Is, by Arthur Lee and Love, from their 1966 LP, Da Capo. Love is one of the most influential bands that few have heard of from the 60s. Their third LP, Forever Changes, is thought by some to be a rock masterpiece. Production by The Doors producer, Paul Rothchild. Nearly the last song honors goes to Paul McCartney and Wings, a song that closed the Band on the Run LP, 1985. But it's a jazz classic that puts another Vinyl Garage show in season to bed. Dave Brubeck's Take 5 from the 1959 LP, Time Out. It would become the biggest selling jazz single of all time in May of 1961, and in this case, giving a bit of class to the joint I call the Vinyl Garage. There you have it. Another show, and in this case, another season, have come and gone. But before we go, a few thoughts. Music and how we listen to it have come full circle. The 50s was all about the 45 RPM record, where the industry was single-oriented. The next few decades, it was the album that mattered, although a hit single was still important to sell it. In recent years, it's reverted back to a single song. Many don't even bother writing an album worth of material anymore, leaving us with only the stuff they think will sell. And that's not a good thing. I truly appreciate you spending your Saturdays here in the garage. Keep in touch with the show on Facebook at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow or directly at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com during the summer off season. We'll reconvene soon with more of your favorite music you've never heard before. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.